With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The State Canvassing Board has certified the recount of votes for the Libertarian Party's governor and lieutenant governor races in New Mexico. Members of the board include Chair Governor Susana Martinez, State Supreme Court Justice Judith Nakamura, and Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver. Reporters were invited to the board meeting in the governor's conference room of the Capitol on Wednesday.
With that, then I would move that we approve the certification of the partial statewide recount results.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 The clerks of eight counties had convened a recount last week in Doñana, Otero, Chavez, Bernalillo, Sandoval, San Juan, Los Alamos, and Santa Fe counties. While Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Bob Walsh gained 11 votes for a total of 186, neither he nor the candidate running for lieutenant governor, Robin Dunn, reached the threshold of 230 votes they needed in order to be included on the November ballot. After the meeting, Secretary of State Toulouse Oliver talked about her general disappointment in the outcome.
You know, I think it's always better for the voters when there are more choices on the ballot, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to see primaries opened, was so that we can have more voters participating in who is going to appear on our general election ballot. It is disappointing in the sense that the voters will have fewer choices, but you know, this is the way the process works, and unfortunately the Libertarians weren't able to meet the mark this time around.
Back in 2016, presidential candidate Gary Johnson got the Libertarians' major party status when he won 9% of the vote in New Mexico. But this year, the party will not have a candidate for either governor or lieutenant governor on the ballot. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.